This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis music scene is largely supportive, but can sometimes appear cliquish. Americana enthusiasts hang at Off-Broadway. Punk rock lives on Cherokee Street. Old-school R&B can be found down on Broadway. But a new performance series aims to push seasoned musicians to do something out of the ordinary. Collaborate with total strangers in front of a crowd. It's unfiltered, unusual, and sometimes can surprise even the musicians themselves. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold has more.
Tritone Guitars founder Dave Anderson is monumentally respected by St. Louis musicians. Just ask guitarist Bert Watts.
He said he's a monster. He just fixes guitars for a living. Could be on anybody's stage, anywhere in the world. And he works out of his basement in South St. Louis, fixing other guys' stuff.
Watts is sitting at the Gaslight Lounge in the Hill, a recording studio and bar. That's Anderson on guitar with bassist Andrea Morse and drummer Vijay Roy. As the music fills the space, you can tell Watts is hooked. He wants to be on stage too. It's the first performance of The Lab, which is Anderson's new reoccurring series. He wants to push area musicians creatively. The first show is guitar heavy, but Anderson says future shows may highlight unusual instrumentation or electronics like handmade synthesizers.
To put a bunch of people or a handful of musicians in a room and have them work on a concept that they're not comfortable with, people are either going to, fall or they're going to succeed. Hopefully they'll succeed and come up with a lot of new ideas, a lot of new drive to start doing some new stuff.
For him, there's this sense of risk mixed with adventure. All three musicians had only played together once before performing, and that's basically Anderson's model for The Lab.
How can we put people together in a way that, that almost makes them really uncomfortable, but not so much that they shut down and, gives them a chance to really try to explore?
He also hopes to introduce lesser-known musicians to sounds from potential collaborators, like this group from bassist Andrea Morse. Anderson wants other musicians to recognize her talent the way he does.
Andrea Morse in particular is somebody who I don't think many people in the scene really know who she is, but she'd come over to the shop and would bring instruments over and play, anything that was sitting around. She would just pick it up and play it like she had mastered it. And I'm sitting here going, wow, this person's a phenomenal musician.
During the show, that's undeniable. You can tell the audience is digging it, especially when the sounds stray a little further from rock and roll. J.B. Anderson, Gaslight's owner, is in the audience and spends a lot of the night across the bar from Watts. He couldn't be happier with the series launch, and it fits with the venue's mission.
The people in this town are going to be exposed to an amazing underbelly of massive talent that, if you didn't know where you were, you would think you're sitting in Soho in this cool underground spot that is like these world-class musicians, and we want to compete.
Toward the end of the show, Watts gets his wish. The musicians invite audience members to play along. He starts the night in the audience and ends it on stage. The next Lab performance takes place June 8th and will feature two guitarists and two drummers. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.